I do see a theme taking shape. And if you have sampled all of Danielle's musical selections, don't get behind the wheel, okay? That's the only hint I'm going to give you. At 3:48, I do want to just tip of a hat. We've been able to provide some amazing coverage up here, I think, for you at Mackinac Island. It would be impossible to do without Dave Rieger and Tony Butler, who have been up here doing the engineering side of things. And, you know, they come in at 3 a.m. to the Grand Hotel to get Paul on for his show. And then they do all of the interviews, some of the things we tape and that we do all throughout the day. They're here for that. Then they're here for my show, 3 to 5. Lloyd Jackson had a special show one night that started at 7, ended at 8. And then these poor guys drag themselves back to bed and then get up at 3 a.m. You guys are the awesomest humans alive, and we thank you. And I know Paul thanks you as well for the great job you've done. When you step on a, you know, if you go to Disneyland or Disney World, you see the topiaries of Dumbo and Mickey Mouse, and, you know, they kind of this over-the-top landscaping. It's much more subtle on Mackinac Island and at the Grand Hotel, due in no small part because you've got so much natural beauty that your eye can catch just looking out to the horizon. Nevertheless, there is an effort on to add color to this beautiful hotel, and that effort is led by Drew Butterfield, who is director of grounds for the Grand Hotel. I hope we didn't mess too many things up for you. I hope we weren't sloppy. Did we do okay?
Oh, yeah, did just fine.
Okay, good, because we try to keep the litter down to a minimum. You know, I thought we might find some folks in the bushes after some of the parties last night and that kind of human debris. But tell me about that, how you kind of balance. You don't want to overdo it, do you?
It's a tough balance here, but once you have, like you're saying, just such a picturesque island here that it's just to be able to enhance the beauty a little bit here and there and not overdo it.
So help us that, you know, try to landscape in our homes, try to, you know, beautify things. What are the fail safes for you? I noticed we've got beautiful red geraniums on the most famous porch in the world, mm-hmm. the Grand Hotel porch. I mean, those are things that nobody's going to say, I don't like geraniums, right?
Yeah, they just fit here, just an elegant flower on this elegant front porch, and yeah, it's just our signature dark red Americana geranium, and we plant them by the thousands.
I was going to say, just how many are potted out there?
On the front porch and the other planter boxes throughout the property, you'll find anywhere from 1,800 to 2,000 every single year.
Do you have a grow house here on the island where you can do some of that, or maybe get a head start on some things, or is all of that imported?
We basically bring almost all of our plant material in from Michelle's greenhouse outside of Traverse City in Williamsburg, and that's even where our horse and carriage topiary go to, and we basically have them do most of the growing for us. But now that we have this big, beautiful new greenhouse, we do try to do some propagating and keep some, like, grandfather geraniums around here.
I know I know there's a difference between horses and cows, but the horses can't provide any fertilizing material. That isn't part of your sustainability plan?
That is not part of the plan.
Everybody okay, let's just remove that.
There might just be enough in the air. You never know.
You know, it's that mix of that and a little hint of fudge that makes it so special. Are you finding that spring came earlier and maybe with better power this
year? Yeah, it was a strange transition from a very, what seemed like cold and wet spring, then somebody just flipped the switch, and now here we are going into Lilac Festival, and everything just woke up, and it's going to be beautiful and perfect. It's just Mackinac Island.
You heard me talking to Tim High, and he reassured me that your lilacs won't run out of steam because you've got so many varietals out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got hundreds throughout our grounds, and that's something that we keep on staying ahead of and planting new ones every single year.
How large is your team to do all this beauty and magic?
No such thing as a team large enough here, so I'm lucky to have a great team, small but mighty. I have a head gardener, Cassandra Warwick, and she has a team under her of about 6 employees. And on the golf course, I have 7 employees over there, and that's basically for the entirety of our grounds.
When you look at a property this size, and how much acreage are we talking about that you're responsible
it's
for?
It's a little under 180 acres, and we have multiple acres of just maintained garden beds alone.
So when you look at that, obviously there's a lot of chemical assistance that you can use. I mean, things that we throw on our lawns. Does the fact that you're in kind of an environmentally sensitive spot here on an island near a Great Lake, does that alter your plan?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how little chemicals we use here. And that's always been our strategy to stay away from that as much as possible. And other than just some slow-release fertilizers in our planter boxes, we basically don't have to do too much. We have a very cool season, and we don't have all the pests and, like, the heat-driven diseases that most people encounter.
I was going to say, because if it's not better growing through chemistry, how do you do it? Is it organic practices?
How do you do? it's just a lot of, like, the geraniums are just, they love our climate up here, but they still do take constant maintenance. We're out there deadheading those things just to make them always as full and floriferous as possible, because you never know when a person just might be here for a single day. You want it to make sure it looks good throughout the entire season.
The word of the day is one I can't say. I'm sure that was at the spelling bee last night, though. As you start to wrap things up, do you need to stay on into the winter months here to kind of put things to bed? Are you a year-rounder?
I am a year-rounder these days, and I really appreciate the winters. I also do all of our equipment maintenance still on the golf course, so designing all the flower beds and all the purchasing and hiring, so I stay quite busy.
Is it also painting the flower vessels and things like that here? What goes on the winter on the island?
Oh, geez, it is just project.
I hope I'm not prying.
I'm not giving away any secrets or any surprises here. That's just so much maintenance goes into not only this building, but the grounds and the island in general, that you'd be surprised how much is still going on in the dead of winter.
Because there's always that catch-up.
Yeah, because you only have about that 5 or 6 months window to fix things before it's time to open up again.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing up here.
Thank you.
And it is magical, and you have an excellent eye for not overshadowing or overpowering what God and Mother Nature already gives us when we look out on the straits and on that beautiful bridge. Drew Butterfield, thanks so much.
No, my pleasure.
100 acres, and we think that our little 20 by 20 plot is a lot to take care of. Just imagine. The 2023 WGR Pure Michigan Golf Tour will continue in a moment. Quick little story for you that we found kind of interesting, and there is a new study in, and you may have already noticed this and it may have hit you, and it comes to us from Dustin Walsh in Cranes, and that is, if you're noticing your paychecks a little bit lighter this year, it is because, and this is the result of a 2023 employee benefits benchmarking study that was done by a group out of Troy, Marsh McLennan. They're finding that employees are being asked to contribute significantly more to their health benefits. Employee contributions for HMOs, for instance, rose to an average of $429 per month. That's a 10.3% increase over 2022. If you feel like you've been bit, that's why. It's a 6.5% increase if you're in a PPO plan. Bottom line, as we know, we're here in Inflation Nation. It's taking a bite out of everybody's business, and the employers are trying to get some of that back. As tight as the labor market is, they know they have to pay bigger wages, but they're also asking their employees to pay more into the kitty for their health benefits. Interesting words yesterday from JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. He's had his name kicked around for the better part of maybe 8 years now as a potential kind of off-the-mark presidential candidate, a left-field choice. Well, he's always ruled it out. Yesterday, he said, I love my country. I can see myself serving in one capacity or another. Maybe there's another one coming from the business community. We'll see.